Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
The 8-7-1 record the Packers take to the playoffs is not the best mark they've ever taken into the postseason. But that record represents a team that never quit, even when the quitting was good.
While this may not be the best team the Packers have ever taken into the postseason, it might be one of the most resilient. 15 players on the injured reserve, and the team's three best players missed large portions of the regular season due to injury. Despite the adversity, this group never quit. Unable to win a game 5 weeks into the Rodgers injury, the quitting was good after a Thanksgiving Day massacre at the hands of the Lions in Detroit. But in a season of incredible ups and downs, the Packers somehow got to Week 17 in contention, facing a one-game winner-take-all for the NFC North Division Championship against the Bears in Chicago. Trailing 28-27, it all came down to the final 6 minutes and 24 seconds for the Packers. One drive, 87 yards, 15 plays, only one play that covered more than 7 yards. Three times Green Bay put its season on the line. The first, 4th-and-1, at the Packers' 22-yard line with 4:41 to go, and fullback John Kuhn converted. The second, 4th-and-1, at the Green Bay 44, and Rodgers hit Jordy Nelson for 6 yards to keep the season alive. Then 4th-and-8, just barely into Chicago territory, and the two stars who had been out for so long hooked up on the biggest play of the season.
Rodgers gets the snap. Blitz is on. Rodgers scrambles
He's
left, winds up rainbow.
Cobb.
He's got Cobb at the 10 to the 5,
yes!
To the end zone. Touchdown and a dagger. Oh, my goodness.
The 33-28 victory over the Bears was perseverance in its purest form. It is the reason the Packers won their third straight NFC North Division title, and the Lions and Bears, who had their opportunities in this campaign of twists and turns, are home for the postseason once again.
In the 2010 playoffs, Aaron Rodgers said, just get in and anything can happen. Well, if anything happens this year, the Packers will have to knock off a San Francisco team they haven't beaten since 2010. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.